At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yes, you know it, the Magnetic Project Manager, coming soon to a location near you. Again, this is the book, The Magnetic Project Manager, coming out September 1st. I hope you guys will pick up 10 copies, 20 copies. I mean, just go pick up as many as they have there. But anyway, one of the things that you're going to learn in there that is a topic that we're going to address here today. Today's episode is entitled, Why is Team Building in Project Management So Important? Or Why is Team Building Important in Project Management? If you don't know by now, I go by the name of ED. For you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. I have a question for you, or maybe even a statement. Imagine working on a team that the team is just humming. And that just not on no like deadline, but you know, on a great note. Basically, we're all skills, and all the skills and their competencies and communication is so seamless when you're leading the project that it even shocks you. If that's you, that you want to know how can that work, and matter of fact, I'm even tuning in to go and watch this because I want to see how it works. But again, today's episode is Why is Team Building Important in Project Management? I have a 7-step framework. After those 7 steps, that's it. We just try to keep it short, sweet, but still give me some concise information to help you build your project management toolbox out. Before we jump into the team building piece, I thought about there's a model out there called the Bruce Tuckman Stages Group Development and Model Capture, but what we call it in the PM world or even in the Agile world is just the Tuckman model. And the Tuckman model, it consists of basically a 5-step approach. The first step is forming. The second step is storming, norming, performing in a journey. So let's unpack each one of them at a very high level. So forming, this is basically just, the team is just getting together. They're just congregating together. It's like, hi, my name is EDO. What is ED? My name is Ed. Let's just keep it simple. Oh, okay, haven't. So we're all collecting, getting together. Now the storming aspect, you know, the personalities are starting to come out. Conflicts are starting to arise. And this is right here. I have to be honest with you, family. At the storming stage, this is very pivotal. This is where a team could be made or break. Subjective, but my personal opinion, I truly believe this is where the team really starts. You know, you're challenging each other to kind of see where everyone is and understanding each other's aspect. Then you transition into the norming phase. Now this phase is where you know how the team is all unbalanced and everything. They start finding a little bit of common ground. Maybe one foot is down. You got a little common ground, and then you got a little bit of you establish some type of normality, if that's a word. Yeah, it is. Establish some type of cohesive working atmosphere. It's like, okay, I know what you do now. You know what I do. So we need to go do what we do collectively together as well as individuals on this, as we're working on this project. And then it's performing. This is when everything, as my grandma would say, everything is cooking, baby. And okay, grandma, what you mean by everything is cooking? In your terminology, it'd be everything is all good. Grandma, why you just didn't say that? But anyway, I digress. But the whole point of this is this is when, in the performing stage, this is when roles and responsibilities are extremely well defined. The team is focused, and I mean laser focused, on the objectives, and they are working in a succinct order towards the project goal. And then the last and final one is a journey, or sometimes we call it mourning, because this is the part where it's so hard to say goodbye. It's so hard. Okay, you didn't come for my singing, you came for it. But it's a journey. So basically what that means, family, is it's just the final stage. This is when the project is ending, because we know as a project it does what? If you've been following me, it has a temporary it has a beginning date and an end date. It does not just keep going. If it keeps going, that means you have not a project. You just basically, this is just, that's just operations. But anyway, this is the stage that's bittersweet because it's taken some time to build that cohesiveness. And now that you have it, it's like, oh man, we got to go. But anyway, let's go into the first point. First point of the importance of team building is enhanced collaboration. Listen, teams really truly break down is because of all the many silos that get built. When these silos get built where it's, oh, that's you, not me, and I can't do that because there's, I don't, that's not my role, or it's one of those things that it's important for, if you're the leader of this project, to be able to build open communication. That's why you have to have enhanced collaboration so the team can work freely and collaborate freely within the environment of the team. Let's move on to point two. Point two in this framework is increased productivity. What does that mean? Besides, we know what productivity is, but this is when a team is really, team members are well connected, they're motivated, and it really takes off because they're just sharing the same goals. They're really truly focused and they know what they really want to do and want. Point number three. This is where I want to park just real quick. Conflict resolution. The reason why I think in teams and even in leading projects, conflicts are not talked about as much. Like, they're talked about, but not on the degree of what is required, in my opinion. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of times we bury the conflict instead of meeting it head on. And that's important because if we don't address the conflicts, we can take down the morale of the team. We can really just have people walking away and they can be really good assets to the team, but they just had enough. You know, my mom would always say, son, when you get to a point of when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, that is only when you're going to quit and just say, I'm done. And when you're in a working with a team that there's constantly conflicts that are not being resolved, because all conflicts, if you've been paying attention to me, are not bad. But it's those ones that do not get resolved, or we think, oh, it's nothing. No, as the leader of that project, you need to step in. And first of all, and I gave you my approach, this is a bonus. You're having conflicts on your team. First of all, you meet with them individually and then you bring them together. And if we can't get a resolution because of that, then we have to look at alternative options. Maybe you need to find them another team. Maybe you need to escalate it, but there's solutions. So don't just give up and just be like, oh, this is just a never worker or anything. Cause I've been there. I get it, family. I know you lead in this project and you're excited and you have all this quarrel and just back and forth. And you like, guys, don't you know that we're moving towards a common goal? And so just getting the team to understand that is going to be useful, because that leads me to point number four, which is improved problem solving. Imagine when you have a problem that come up and the team is just, they're collaboratively thinking. Instead of what you normally might see in a team is when you have a problem, they're really good at telling you everything of the reason why it won't work. And maybe you haven't been there. If you haven't, stay tuned. It's coming to a store near you. But what I'm saying is, family, is that if you have a more collaborative approach to thinking, it is going to improve your problem solving, because now you can see around the corner that maybe you wouldn't had a chance to see around the corner. Here's a good analogy. I remember before they had the blind spot indicator that shows up in your mirror. A lot of times you didn't know if someone was in your blind spot, but if you had a passenger that was riding with you in the front seat, they could assist you because they'd say, hey, somebody's sitting right in your blind spot. You might not want to try to get over right now. And that's how I look at it when you have a team. When you have a team, they may be able to see a blind spot that you may not have even been aware of, and that's going to help the team collectively because they are watching your back as well as you're watching their back. Let's move on to point number five. Boost morale. Okay, I'm gonna take my time with this one because I get a little excited. But I'm gonna be honest with you, family. When you are working on a team that it's just, you just know what it is. Like, meaning, it's drudgery. It's frustrating. It's It's like no one really truly cares. It's like they're there for a paycheck. It's like I could go on and on. But when you have a team that is excited and pumped up about, hey, I know you got my back. I know we're going to work through this. And one of the things, too, we can create team building activities to help increase this boost in morale. I remember when I was working at this organization as one of their team building activities, and I haven't been to one since like this. We went to a place in which the team, we were split up, and each team had to escape out. It was an escape room. If you've never been to an escape room, man, it's teamwork. You know how they say batteries are required. Well, to get out this escape room, teamwork is required. So our team really kind of bonded together and got even closer, and it really helped, which will navigate us into point number six. And one of my favorite is effective communication. It really helped us with our effective communication. We trusted each other more. We felt more open in that we could say what's bothering us or what's going on, to the point that the other team member knew it wasn't a personal attack or we were trying to attack them, that we were there really to truly help them. So it really made the team feel like they could communicate with transparency, and that's gonna be huge. Point number seven, adaptability and flexibility. Listen, when you have a great and amazing team that is willing to work just as hard as you, the team really develops, and they have the ability to be adaptable and flexible. In this climate that we're in, you can't just be someone that is just good at this particular skill set. You have to have a plethora of skill sets to be able, so you can be able to pivot back and forth. And that just really helps you when it comes to, if you're looking for a new career opportunity or just in general, to have more in the tool belt, as I always say, will allow you to be able to open the door for new opportunities for yourself. But as with regards to the teams, being adaptable and flexible and just not thinking there's only one way to achieve a particular outcome, that is going to be huge for the team. So family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I've been your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.